A resolution opposing the plan by the Milwaukee County Metropolitan Sewer District to pay approximately $41.1 million to the City of Franklin for the costs related to building the Ryan Creek Interceptor Project. This is sponsored by Supervisor Weishaupt.
You have the floor, Supervisor Weishaupt. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Colleagues, what you have before you is a resolution to oppose the Ryan Creek Interceptor Project. I also like to say that Supervisor Biddle would also like to be added as a co-sponsor on this item. And this has, you know, a long history, this project, or I guess these concepts and idea, but it was only until the last few years did you see any real traction in this area to actually go ahead and create this interceptor. And unfortunately, I don't think it's gotten the interest or high enough profile to really have a good community debate on the issue, because I think the main question that we have before us is what should be our priorities? When you look at Milwaukee County, when you look at MMSD, when you look at all the situations that we have when it comes to water quality, when it comes to flooding issues, that are there. There is not one of the 19 municipalities that hasn't been touched by the flooding issues and the sewer issues in Milwaukee County. And, you know, we've had high schools like Nicolet, we've had high schools like Riverside flood and do, you know, millions of dollars worth of damage. Communities from Whitefish Bay to Wauwatosa to literally right in front of my house in West Allis, the Honey Creek, which runs in front, where that flooded in 2008. A gentleman down the block from me, he was 82 years old, had the side of his basement caved in. There was not a bank in this country that would give him a loan. And if it wasn't for the federal government and the disaster relief and the city of West Allis, that gentleman would have lost his home and everything that he worked for in his entire life. So when it comes to priorities, are we going to take care of the flooding and overflow issues that currently exist within the MMSD district, or are we going to focus on expanding that system? Because the Ryan Creek Interceptor is not part of the MMSD sewage district. That this project is going to be constructed by the City of Franklin, and then MMSD will expand their boundaries and annex this portion of Franklin, which is not included in MMSD. And then all of MMSD, all of us, everyone sitting at this table, everyone in this room who lives in Milwaukee County, will then pay for this project to the tune of some $41 million over the life of the bond issue. And I think that's the second most relevant point, that if expansion is the way that the public wants to go, then the question should be, who should pay for it? I have an extremely hard time in my district telling my constituents, both West Allis and the City of Milwaukee and the City of Greenfield, where the KK River and the Honey Creek run through, that as they see erosion, you know, we've had some people off of Cleveland Avenue where their garage has fallen into the KK River. That, like I gave you the example of the 82-year-old gentleman who lives down the block from me. How do I go to him and say, you know what, you're going to have to pay more property taxes to MMSD, and guess what? We're going to put a sewer in a cornfield in Franklin, and we're not going to fix the problem with the Honey Creek or the KK River. So what, we're going to make you pay for this other project. That doesn't sit well with anyone. And so if this is, you know, truly expansion is the route to go, then maybe those who are going to benefit from this expansion should pay for it. And they should raise the property taxes on the businesses that will move into, or the new subdivisions that will be created by this sewer, rather than those who have been suffering literally for decades with these flooding and sewer issues. Also, the third point that I think is important here is, if this project goes forward, it's the use of eminent domain. It's one thing for a city in good faith negotiations to come forward to a property owner and present an offer to them, and, you know, this is still America, and that you can say, yes, I accept that offer as a genuine business transaction, or you can say no and walk away. But for people to be forced to take a lowball offer on some of these proposals for easements is just wrong, and we should not support the use of eminent domain. And my final point is just simple, that with the construction of this sewer intercept, you're not just changing Franklin, you're changing Milwaukee County. On a large level, this will open up roughly about 5,000 acres. Of that 5,000 acres, 1,300 of it roughly is environmentally sensitive area, along with then roughly about 3,700 of open and farmland. Like I said, the city of Franklin has these areas slated for, you know, for subdivisions and industrial parks. You know, do we want to really continue that that battle between municipalities? So I can see a company move out of West Dallas or Milwaukee or Greenfield only to move down 76th Street to an industrial park, that then they have to subsidize that on top of losing the property taxes in their local municipality, and we can spend our time fighting each other rather than putting together a comprehensive economic development strategy that's best for all of Milwaukee County. And then when you look at not only economic development issues, environmental issues, what I see this is about the equivalent that I like that was brought up by one of the people who live in Franklin and emailed me. This is the equivalent of saving a historic building. This is the last farming community left in Milwaukee County. This is a significant piece of our culture and our heritage. And without some great, exceptional reason for changing that, you know, we should not move forward with this. The fact is, I think that cultural heritage and that farming tradition is more important than another Kmart or another Walmart or Target store. And, you know, another subdivision. We have plenty of places in Milwaukee County to do that. And I think that you'll see by some of the people here today and their comments that they'll agree with that, that they really cherish their lifestyle and they want to keep it. And they're not willing to trade it for some short-term strip mall subdivision. So I would hope that you would see the wisdom of this resolution and support the effort. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. My inclination that I'm asking of committee would be that I'd take all the public testimony before the committee. If you have questions, maybe write them down, because we'll see the pros and cons. Is the committee okay with that? Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll have public testimony now before the committee, but can ask questions to Supervisor Weishaupt or City Franklin and anybody else then when we get all, everybody wants to speak. Now, it's a little confusing here to me because we have, I've got a for and against, and some people say I'm against the Rhine Interceptor, or I'm against the resolution. Those are two different things, so I'm getting a little confused here. May I have a show of hands? I have about 12, 14 cards now coming in. How many people here are for Supervisor Weishaupt's resolution? It would say against MMSD's. Oh, that's telling me a lot. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, I got the idea about a dozen. Okay. And then I have a couple City of Franklin. How many speakers would be talking against this resolution today? Okay. All right. Let me, since we're on the fourth resolution track, let me start there, and then we'll give the against to come back, okay? And we'll try to listen to everybody who wants to speak. Now, of all the hands I saw about 14 hands there. How many people, does everybody want to speak? All 14 of you want to speak? Okay. Then we're gonna limit you to about 1 or 2 minutes. Is that fair? Because I have a tendency to kind of saying a lot of the same things. I want to make sure if you all came, I want to give everybody a chance to speak. That's your right, okay? But we want to limit, okay? So if we can, I have my trustee. I'll be the bad guy right here. And I, no, well, okay, you can be the bad guy. Because I'm a nice guy.
I'll let you know.
And I tell you what, all I have to do, Mr. Katie is right here, the sharp blue shirt here. Let's go 1 minute, okay? We're not going to cut you off if you got to finish off, you know, a minute and a half, 2 minute maximum. But at 1 minute, Mr. Katie will raise his hand. If you get to 2 minutes, he's raising both hands and you're done. Okay? But don't show up.
It's not so much a touchdown.
At least 2 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
1 minute, 1 minute.
Okay.
2 minutes.
At least.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
At least.
Right. So that sounds fair.
A minute.
Sure. You're right. So, about near 2 minutes, we'll raise the hand and let you finish up. Yes, sir.
Is that 1 minute for both sides, probably against
Well, we're going to go 2 minutes. I've just been told, and that's usually the minimum we'll do. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's pretty hard to do less than that. But I guess I'd ask you to, you know, to listen to people in front of you, and you say, I agree with what the other speaker said, and here's what I would add to it, and for both sides that way. Okay? All right, well, here we go. Now, and if I pick the wrong side here somehow, then just say I'm against and I have to wait. How about Ronald Fratrick?
I abstain.
Abstain?
Well,
doesn't wish to speak.
I don't want to speak at this time.
Okay. Are you for or against Supervisor Weishaupt's resolution?
I'm for his resolution.
Just for his resolution. Okay, I'm keeping that file here then. Okay, that's, I'm trying to go to fours first. Okay, would speak in favor of Supervisor Weishaupt's resolution. Supervisor Biddle, I guess, has had a question back there. You're making my job more difficult now. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just a suggestion.
All right, fine. I'm open to suggestions.
Maybe since the city is the one selling this, it would be easier for the city to go, and then it would be faster for us to comment for or against it. That way.
Anybody have a bad feeling on that? Okay. I'm fine with that. Okay. And you are, sir? Did you give me a card?
I will be shortly.
Well, we better give it to me now. Okay. Mayor Terrell, should we start with you then? That seems fair, doesn't it? Okay.
Sure.
Nice to see you again.
Thank you.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you for coming.
I haven't seen Supervisor Bruin in a long time. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Tom.
Let me start that. First of all, we have an agreement in place, a contractual agreement with MMSD and also the city of Muskego. So that's as rock solid as a contract on one's house. And any change in that policy would probably result in some sort of litigation. I also wanted to say that Supervisor Weish, and I found out about this, I guess, through the grapevine. There was no letter that was sent to the city of Franklin. Not aware that any of the aldermen have been copied on any of this correspondence. Us putting together arguments against had to be scrambled. It's also my understanding, after talking to a number of landowners in that area, that some of them were not copied. So it's appearing to us that there may have been a targeted list of individuals, perhaps just those that are against the project. I don't know at this point, but I think you have a letter from some of the property owners in the area. Supervisor Weishaupt has for some time been advocating against this project. But the only people I could see that really would be happy when they read the paper the other day would maybe be Racine, Walworth, Ozaukee, Waukesha, Washington counties. Because it appears that there's a county supervisor that's against economic development and building new businesses in Milwaukee County. Our current business park, of which you are a partner of, we just defeased the bonds on that. So we are going to be writing checks and having a celebration and returning those tax dollars to MATC, City of Franklin, Franklin School District, MMSD, and Milwaukee County. I don't know exactly what Milwaukee County's share is, but it's probably similar to Franklin's, somewhere between $500,000 to $1 million per year. I also point out that, and I'd be happy to give this to Mr. Cady, that there are some that will say, well, you've got an empty business park. I think anybody that takes one look at this will see that at least 80 to 90% of the business park is already filled. So one of the reasons that we're looking at building new business parks and not strip malls is because our business park is getting very full. If, let's say, a SC Johnson's or a Caterpillar or some of the businesses in Illinois wanted to relocate to Milwaukee County and they're looking for large parcels of land that did not require reclamation of existing properties, et cetera, it's one of those like Northwestern Mutual when we had the empty property and they came in and they built another building and hopefully they'll build two more. We have the space and we have the land. The thing that we're missing at this point is the sewers. There are a number of people that are here today that I recognize, my constituents. many of which I had private meetings with at the Polish Community Center over this topic. But there's also a lot of landowners that are not here today that that would speak against this resolution. I wonder if you call the Catholic Archdiocese and ask them what their viewpoint would be on this proposal, what they would say, given that they own a very, very large tract of land that would be affected by this. I think that some of the members of the Chamber of Commerce from Franklin and other areas would be here today. Unfortunately, the timing of this was that they have their annual golf outing on the same day. And Luigi, you know what golf outings are like, so people are going to want to go out there and take their relaxation time.
I'll give you more latitude because you know, I think as the mayor, you have a chance to speak to the point. But I am presuming, you know, just maybe wrap up on the actual presentation, because I'm sure the committee is going to have questions after we have our speakers.
Well, I'll give you
and
two.
I presume you and Supervisor Weiss should have a chance to discuss this a little more with the questions that we'll have. I would presume, Mayor. Okay.
Yeah, I will do that. I'll
Thank
be very
you.
Quick. Bation's letter that went out to the constituents at another strip mall subdivision, et cetera, et cetera. These are maps from 2000. They were put together by our consultants. 76th and Ryan area near the House of Correction. It's Business Park, Business Park, Business Park, Business Park. And I have copies available I can give to Mr. Cady. Mr. Weishen had a shot at this at sewer PAC meeting, Southeastern Regional Planning Commission. I want to say on May 10th, Mr. Basil Ryan showed up there as well. When it was all said and done and all of these same arguments were presented, the commission, one of the representatives, Bill Drew, they voted against the proposal, and they did so by a very large margin. Last point being is there's a perception that if no Ryan Creek Interceptor goes through, there will be no development in the area. That is not true. We have a post-sewer comprehensive master plan. We have a pre-sewer comprehensive master plan. What I'm holding up here is, so you'd have development, probably be residential development, and it would have septic systems versus having a professional sewer system put in place. I'm holding in my hand a copy of resolutions that the Franklin Common Council passed. It's called the Briarwood Subdivision. And people in that area eventually wanted to have professional sewers put in because of the leaking septic systems that they had in their subdivision. The smell, the odor, and poisonous situations. If the Ryan Creek Interceptor was not to go in and professional sewers were not to be put in place, you have a situation of having each individual having septic systems. And over a period of time, you have the situation of, because they're all individually monitored, you have the situation of potentially having leakage into your waterways, into your ponds, and into your streams. So with that, I thank you very much for the opportunity to present the case. Thank you.
Thank you. Who else would like to speak in favor or against Supervisor Weishan's resolution? I have a couple other cards. Is it Mr. Everly?
I'll pass.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak? Come up. Do I have your card, please, sir?
Yes, you do. Jesse Wesselowski.
Yes, I do. Jesse Day. Introduce yourself and you may speak. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and committee members. I'm the city attorney in Franklin for the past couple of decades, and I'll be brief in my remarks. Simply put, this particular plan has been in the public domain since at least 1967, and it's a plan for public sanitary sewer, which is one of the elemental needs of a civilized world, public streets, public sewer. We're dealing with the major metropolitan area in the state of Wisconsin. And back in 1967, when this plan was first developed, the city of Franklin's population was a third of what it is now. It grew three times since then. Back in 2004, and perhaps this explains a little bit why Supervisor Weishan did say that this subject matter became more intensive in terms of work in the last few years. Back in 2004, the city of Franklin adopted a vision for the future, and repeatedly within that vision paper were the words Ryan Creek Interceptor and the need for the Ryan Creek Interceptor sewer. City of Franklin continually petitioned the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District since 2004. The city developed its 2025 plan, the Comprehensive Master Plan, between 2004 and 2010, and spent probably about 3 years dealing with the subject matter of the south and the southwest areas of the city and the need for sewer. I'm understanding that approximately 26 public meetings took place between 2006 and 2009 on that subject matter. The detailed plan for this project was adopted by the City of Franklin more than a year and a half ago. It was adopted by MMSD shortly thereafter, about a year and a half ago. That plan was then adopted by the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission and by the Department of Natural Resources about a year ago and a year and a half ago. We have a signed contract here with Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District. It was signed last November 8th. Common Council adopted the final version subject to technical corrections on September 7th. The contract was on file for public inspection for 2 months before it was signed. The contract is being performed by the city. The contract is being performed by the sewerage district. The contract is binding. That's all I have for you. Unless there are questions.
We might have you back. We're going to have, I'm writing down stuff. I think some other people will be, and I think we'll do it all at once and maybe bring both parties to the table probably. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Attorney. Okay, is that the, do you have anyone else? Okay. You read my mind. Wonderful. And you are, please?
I'm Mark Liberta. I'm Director of Administration for the City of Franklin.
Do I have your card, please?
Yes,
I do. I do have it. Yes, sir. Thank you.
And I oversee the planning department.
Okay.
Supervisor Weishan indicated that the Ryan Creek Interceptor Sewer threatens to eliminate the last farming community in Milwaukee County. Franklin has adopted a 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan, which, and by law that plan should and will shape the future of Franklin's development. The 2025 Comprehensive Plan was developed over a period of nearly 5 years. It was a very open and public process with a significant amount of public input. It was a fully vetted plan that we worked on for a very long time. There were 49 public meetings or public hearings on the Comprehensive Plan and its components. 26 of those addressed the southwest area of the city, an overlay district, or the Ryan Creek Interceptor. So I would be surprised if not every one of the arguments that you will hear today against it weren't already addressed at a City of Franklin meeting on these very topics. The county department, the county departments in the county also received notices on some of these meetings. The county received a notice of our draft comprehensive plan looking for comments before it was approved. And after it was adopted, we provided the county with a copy of our comprehensive master plan. For the county to consider raising a concern at this point that we should now not follow our comprehensive master plan is simply inappropriate for an issue that received such a high amount of public scrutiny during the process. The adopted plan anticipated by the Ryan Creek Interceptor lays out a strategy for managed growth. Franklin maintains some of the strictest environmental standards in the state of Wisconsin. It's true that Franklin's Comprehensive Master Plan anticipates maintaining our rural character. You will see that throughout the plan. But it also anticipates and expects the sewering of the southwest portion of the city. The two can be managed as set forth and anticipated in our Comprehensive Master Plan. They are not mutually exclusive. So to contend that the Ryan Creek Interceptor threatens to eliminate the last farming community in Milwaukee County ignores the majority position of the city residents as expressed in the city's adopted Comprehensive Master Plan. It ignores the ability of the city to manage that growth throughout its entire boundaries and ignores the benefits to Franklin, MMSD, and the county on the Ryan Creek, of the Ryan Creek Interceptor. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. for the Rhine and Scepter, against Richard Zerweisschein's motion. All right, so we'll go to the other side. We have quite a few speakers on this, so I gave them a little latitude there, a little longer, and maybe with the amount of people, we won't have to go quite as long for each person. Thank you. All right, in no particular order here, I spread them all out trying to figure out what was going on here. Is it Alderman Kristen Wilhelm?
That's correct.
Well, good.
So I'm not speaking on behalf of the entire council. I'm speaking on behalf of myself as a citizen and as a district alderman.
Okay.
So I have, I don't know, about 9 points that I'd like to make. I'll try to keep that short.
Thank you.
And regarding to the targeted list that the mayor spoke about, the notice came to me from the city clerk, which was an envelope that was sent to Alderman Skaronski. So the alderman of the district did receive a notice. That's how I found out about it. And as far as speaking completely for or against the supervisor's resolution, I have not had time to read all the answers, so I'm not going to take a complete for or against on that without being able to read everything. I'm one who likes to read everything before I take a vote on it. So, if you question the project's needs, you're made to be against economic development. And I've had several questions that I've made on this project, and right away I'm lectured about being against economic development, which is not the case. I just want answers to questions that I feel are financial obligations we're getting ourselves into. Just for the record, I'm the only no vote on the city council. However, there was a resolution for a public hearing, which included the expansion of the sewer district request and the public hearing. Had I voted no on that, I would have been voting no on the public hearing. Early on, I did vote yes. After I started reading the information and finding out more, I could not support the project. There's talk about 80% of the business park being filled, and yet my district is the third district, and it is the most heavily developed area in Franklin. I have, in my district alone, many areas of vacant buildings and land that already have water and sewer. So I prefer infill prior to going out to the other areas. At this time, I have a business who's struggling to stay in business, and he's been the anchor in a strip mall, and his license may be pulled because he's having a hard time meeting those funds. So I question how we're going to come up with all this extra economic development right now. The eminent domain portion is the fact that there are some people that are probably going to hold out on this. That will probably be a thing that will happen. There also kicks in the possible need for eminent domain in the future. The city's comprehensive master plan shows an area where they want a business park, and Senate Bill 83 addressed blighted property that was brought forward by Senator Mary Lozick. The council wanted to oppose that Senate bill. I made the motion to delay that until she could be present. But the comments were that if this bill goes through, it will greatly take away our ability to assemble parcels in this area, which means if it's eminent domain, there's further eminent domain in question.
How are we doing? How many points do you have left?
Three.
Okay.
Regarding the sewer PAC meeting, there was a public meeting held on that. I thought it was going to be a council meeting. Ended up being a sewer PAC meeting. And the transcript was done by the City of Franklin. I guess it was a City of Franklin meeting. I'm still not clear on that. And the transcript that was given to the individuals on the sewer PAC committee did not even recognize me speaking as an alderman. That upsets me very much. The financial and practical needs of the residents today, to me, outweigh the funding for this project in this economy. I can see it 5 years from now. I can see it with sewers PACs or MSD's projected plan for putting it out. But I do understand why the city wants to be ready for this. I can agree with them on that part. When it picks up, I just don't think it's going to pick up. I've asked legitimate questions. I believe I've received less than satisfactory answers. Many of my answers have not met my standards, and the associated costs with this concern me in this difficult economic time. Although a lot of people have said my standards are very high, but I have to have answers to questions to support things. Thank you.
Thank you. Patrick Flanagan? Did I call it before? No. Patrick?
Well, I'd like to thank you for your time.
Thank you.
I'm a concerned citizen and a resident of Franklin. I don't have all the information put in front of me, and as the mayor had mentioned before, that the residents were fully informed on many of these future plans for the city. I really am not. I end up going to meetings whenever I am able to and listen to what's going on in city plan. I live in that area. It has a very rural flavor to it. I have my own septic system that I do maintain, and I'm quite proud to be able to do that and not contribute to the overall waste with the tax system that we do have in the MSDSS area right now. I do have my own well, which supplies me water, and I don't need to draw from a limited resource that's available to the city of Milwaukee. I think these things that we have in Franklin in this particular area should be maintained. They provide a rich environment for a pioneer spirit. There's people who look to utilize alternative sources of energy for power. There are people who find enjoyment in nature. And it just looks like there's a cost benefit for leaving it the way it is, both for money and for leaving a future natural environment we can pass on to the citizens of Milwaukee County. And I invite you to take a drive or a bike ride down 116th Street in Franklin and understand that if there would be some type of sewer construction taking place, there would be a massive disruption of the natural environment. There's a lot of natural plants and animals. It's a pathway system for many wild fowl and birds and animals to go back and forth. It's a corridor. And these things should be preserved for the state of Wisconsin. Seeing it seems to be that we do try projecting ourselves as being a state, county, a city that has a lot of these natural treasures to be available to the population. And so I just wanted to note, I don't think that this plan serves any really useful purpose for the citizens of Franklin or for the citizens of Milwaukee County. As the first speaker had said, you could be spending the money in the city. I did live in the city as a young child. I do remember my basement being flooded, and I remember all the heartache that it caused my family that lived in the city of Milwaukee. I think those issues that you do have that are pending right now should be addressed before we even consider doing something where it's not really even necessary to have it out there. It would be I feel it's a dramatic waste of taxpayers' money to try developing that kind of a system out there.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Fleming. Ms. Darlene Collins. I'll go with Ms. so I don't make any mistakes here. So you can introduce yourself, please.
Darlene Collins, 8628 South 116th Street in Franklin. First of all, thank you for taking up this concern and for listening to us. We appreciate that. I just wanted to let you know that I expressed my and my husband's opposition to the Rhine Creek Interceptor. We don't understand why such an undertaking would happen in these economic times. We're both currently unemployed. Last year, our property taxes went up $600. We can't afford any more tax increases, let alone pay for sewer that might run in front of our property. I was involved with lobbying the city government for a couple years, and just from canvassing my neighborhood and other areas of Southwest Franklin, I can tell you that the majority of the people that live in that area of Franklin wish to preserve its rural character. We have farms and horses and wetlands and osprey right here in Franklin, which are Milwaukee County, and I'd like to see these areas of Milwaukee County preserved as part of our historical heritage, because there is no need to develop every part of Franklin. And as far as the master plan goes, I remember being at a meeting for the master plan and seeing a map and seeing these red blobs over people's houses and gray blobs over people's houses and saying, I wonder if these people know that they have industrial parks and subdivisions and that over their land. And I asked at that meeting, I said, do people know this? And then they called for a public hearing. It wasn't until I brought it up. People didn't know what was going on. And we had some public hearings. And at those public hearings, people were opposed to the master plan the way it was. And that was the majority of the flavor at those meetings, that people didn't agree. But the master plan still passed. So it passed with opposition from the people that live in that area. So there are a lot of people in our area that wouldn't be able to afford this financial burden. And I would just ask you why this is really necessary at this time, especially when the people don't want it and when we don't need it. Our sewers and our water are fine. Why put something in that people don't need, and why make us pay for something that we don't want? Thank you for considering this. Please don't let government trample us and our properties. Please take a stand for us. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have a couple here who would like to come together, or the typical couple has their own individual opinions here? Shouldn't make any editorializing here, should I? Nick and Jacqueline Ioder? Did I say that right? Are you coming up together?
We'll come up together.
Wonderful. Are you of the same opinion here? So.
Yes, we are. We better be.
Okay. Yeah, it's a technical marriage. You heard that, Nick, didn't you? All right. You
I
go.
Heard that.
Thank you for coming.
We live at 10338 West Bryan Road in Franklin.
Thank you.
We purchased land in the area. We purchased a farm in the late 1900s, late 1990s. We built a home and a barn and moved the area in August of 2001. At that time, if you went in the city of Franklin, you were told this is Franklin's green space. It's going to remain that way. It won't be changing. Of course, when you have changes of elected officials, mayors, supervisor, councilmen, and things like that, things change. Even with the comprehensive master plan that was put forth and passed last December, but even in October of last year, through the preceding summers, when you went to meetings on the comprehensive master plan, you were told this is, you know, we have to have a plan into the state, and this is our plan. It can be changed. It in no way preserves the rural character of the area we live in. To give you an idea of this area we're talking about, it's approximately 8 square miles with about 440 people living in it. So who of you can say they live in that type of an area in Milwaukee County? We look out our window and we see cornfields and bean fields and wheat fields. We see deer, fox, coyotes. The lady mentioned osprey. We do pay high taxes. But for that, we live in an area that's all rural, all farms, and yet we're 20 minutes from downtown Milwaukee. We have no city sewer or no city water. We have our own bound system. We have our own well. Most people do, and most people have good results with it. And with the amount of people in that area, I don't see any need for a sewer at this time. When we were talking about these comprehensive master plans as little as 6 months or 8-9 months ago, we were told 20 years before we would see sewer. 20 years. Don't worry about it. Within 6 months, people were having drills on their land, taking bore samples for the sewer to come. This has just happened. It's just come almost immediately. It's something we never dreamed would happen this quick. We would like to preserve the rural character where we live.
Can I have 30 seconds?
You certainly may. You can interview your husband.
I was born in Franklin. My grandparents on both sides of my family were farmers. As a matter of fact, one of the farms is still intact on Oakwood Road. I have pictures of my grandmother there. But I just want to point out to you that farmland in Wisconsin is disappearing rapidly, and not only in Wisconsin, across the entire country and world. Food prices are relatively cheap in our country. Food still has to be grown. Crops have to be grown on the ground. Cattle have to be grazed. We've heard all the horrors of feedlots. Think about that this evening when you eat your meal, and every piece of food on that plate comes from somewhere. Some farmer has had to produce that. And I'm just asking you to please help the farmers who are struggling, and we do struggle. We can't compete with developers. We don't have their money. We can't afford the taxes. Please consider that. We're willing to do the work, and it's hard work to be farm people. But we feel that that's something we need to pass on to other people for the future. Not every piece of land has a dollar value to it. Some of it we can leave for future generations to grow their own food so they can live as well as we do. Thank you.
Thank you both. Greg Septori? Say that again for me, Greg.
Septon. S-E-C-T-O-N. Probably my writing.
Well, yes.
Okay. Not the greatest. I apologize.
I thought it was, it's an N, by the way. Yeah. Thank you, Greg.
I own a home at 11100 West Ryan Road, and I've been a resident of Franklin for over 30 years. I moved out there 30 years ago because I love the area. I moved out there because of the open space. I moved out there because of the wildlife. I moved out there because I wanted to raise a family there. It's the place I wanted to live. What's happening now is appalling. I don't want to see the face of Franklin change. I don't want to see the face of the southwest corner quadrant change. We're all living there because of the rural atmosphere, because it's the way of life we've chosen to live. It is, as the Milwaukee Journal referred to, Milwaukee's last frontier. Do you want to sell that? Do you want to give that away? Do you want to preserve that for your children and their grandchildren? I say hold on to it, pass it on. It's something that once that's gone in Milwaukee County, you will not have a farming community here again. You will, that part of Milwaukee County's history will be history. You'll read about it in books and see pictures of it, but you will not be able to experience it. Right now, you can drive out there, you can go for a bike ride, you can hike. It's a beautiful place to be. If we let it go now, if it's developed now, if we put an industrial park there, it's the end of it. And as I'm on the subject of industrial parks, you look at the land that we have, as Alderman Wilhelm mentioned in Franklin, that's undeveloped, or pieces of land that's sitting vacant. People have left. Harley-Davidson left the current industrial park. They bailed. The TIF district is over. They're gone. You look at the fountains of Franklin on Rawson Avenue. Big area, all set to go to be developed, sitting empty for years. There's sewer, there's water, there's a four-lane road, and it's sitting empty. Why the big push to develop down where we live in an area we want to preserve for our future generations? I don't get it. Thank you.
Thank you. Richard Byrne?
How about Barwell?
Barwell?
Barwell.
B-A-R-W-A. Okay. I'll accept that.
Cat Harrow.
Thank you, Richard.
I live at 10052 South 112th Street. To say my family history goes back in Franklin a little bit is kind of an understatement. I can trace my lineage back to the 1840s when the land was taken from the United States government. The property out there is strictly rural. The mayor alluded to the fact that the Briarwood subdivision had the sewer problems. You're comparing apples to oranges on that. The Briarwood subdivision is a heavily populated area. The parcels that we're talking about now are a minimum of 1 acre. Most of them are 10, 20, 30, 40 to 80 to hundreds of acres. So you're talking about a system where your mound systems, your septic systems are not impeding on anybody else's property, and they never have been. You're looking at an area out there that we're told we're looking for a 70-30 split on residential to commercial to lower the property taxes in the city of Franklin. Something that's happened, I was born out there in 1961, something that's happened out there my whole life, my grandfather's life, my grandfather's life, and my great-great-grandfather's life, is the fact that the property taxes have never gone down. And the 70-30 that we keep going for, well, what happens at this, we end up giving out TIF zones in Franklin because that's how we get people in. We have Northwest Mutual, a multi-million dollar corporation, has a TIF zone, you know, to be located in the city of Franklin. The industrial park is a whole TIF zone. Granted, they're expiring. jury's still out as to whether or not these companies are going to stay once the bond issues are come up. We all have our own sewer. We all have our own water. We take care of it. Our mound systems are very well monitored. With this Ryan Creek interceptor, we're crossing under the Ryan Creek 7 times. It's a waterway. It flows into the river that eventually ends up into Lake Michigan. Should they mistake and a leak occur, you know, the water flows downhill. They tell me this is a gravity feed sewer. It's going to head for Lake Michigan. I had to cross a creek that runs through my property when I put my mound system in. The amount of things that I had to jump through in order to cross this creek were just incredible. I had to get permission from the state to cross this creek, and it had to be inspected and approved and all those things. As was said before, we have a lot of developable property in Franklin that hasn't been touched, right along Highway 100 in front of the Menards building. There's outlots that have been there since Menards was built. Nobody has bought that property. There's outlots across the street by the Target and the Pick and Save out there that are available. Nobody has bought those things. So we just don't see the huge influx of individuals wanting to locate into the Franklin area. It's just not happening. You know, if it is, it's the best kept secret going, and we'd all like to know about it. It's just one of those areas that has been said before. If you come out there, if you drive through it and take a look at it, it's something you don't see in Milwaukee County anymore. It's an area where you can come out, you can see cows grazing in the field, you can see horses in a pasture, you see rows after rows of corn. Many of the farmers out there live hand-to-mouth because of the property out there and the prices that are being paid for things. It's unfortunate that this is turning out to look like a huge land grab. Because what's going to happen if the sewer comes through here is the property taxes are going to raise to the point where these small family farms are not going to be able to afford to pay those taxes. In order to pay for this, they're going to have to sell their farms. I went to all those planning meetings for our new 2025 plan. I was assured at those meetings that those blobs that we saw all over that map, nothing would change as long as that property wasn't sold. Most of the people that I talk to in the area, and I've lived out there a long time, have no intention of selling their property unless they're forced to. And with property taxes going up on the large parcels, you're going to be looking at people having to sell that land, playing right into the city's hands to allow them to develop the industrial parks out there that they're looking at. The other thing you're looking at, we have a landfill. Yeah.
Thank you.
We have a landfill out in that area. It's part of what they've developed off as subdivisions out there is never going to build because you're not going to build right across the street from an active landfill that's just been approved for expansion. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Lamont Harris.
I'm speaking on the next item, not this particular one.
Oh, I see number two. I'm sorry about that.
There were two.
Okay, maybe I better hear. There's another one. Okay, I've got two on number two. I mixed it up. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
How about Ronald Fratrick?
I passed.
Oh, that's right. Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you. John Napentak. I probably didn't get that one right either.
You did all right.
Thank you.
Get down to the bottom of the barrel, I'm one of the country guys, so.
Okay, John Napentak, 10233 West Ryan Road.
Okay.
My parents bought the farm in 1943, and I bought the farm from my parents. I emailed the park committee on the issue of the Ryan Creek interceptor and the easements and my opposition to it. I've also stated that I was up against the property had given the easement to the city for the following reasons. The city's comprehensive master plan does not protect any of the farmland. I am a member of the Milwaukee County Farm Bureau and a director. It passes on to the state, and Milwaukee County Farm Bureau opposes the project for the very reason that it comes through the farmland. There are large various tracts of farmland in Franklin where the sewer would go through, and it'd be very similar to trying to cut your grass with manholes stuck through it. Having 100-foot cuts where the soil's not going to be the same anymore because they're excavating 40 feet. And the easements do not reflect the cost, the lost revenue that farmers would have with that procedure. What I really want to bring to light and to any of you supervisors that have not gotten the email, I will do that just to save time. But what I really like to bring to light is that In my emails, I referenced the Journal Sentinel's articles stating that the state of Wisconsin, underneath Governor Walker, was going to cut $165 million of Clean Water Fund to MMSD. But yet, in the same article, they proposed $156 million to fix all the overflows and stormwater discharges that overload the sewers. And with this being said, the Environmental Improvement Fund, which is part of the Clean Water Fund, states and says that it's against state and federal law to have discharges into state waters. So what we really have is a Clean Water Fund. We have a fund that is distributing money, and yet we know we have overflows. We have a recent article just a little bit ago about stormwater running off here. Snowmelt pushes sewage treatment plant near capacity. Now, snowmelt water is not very much water, but yet it was at capacity, and the article goes on to say that $156 million to reduce the stormwater through municipal sewers, the funding will be dropped a few thirds, blah, blah, blah. But yet, MMSD has enough money proposed with Franklin to buy the sewer. So I think what we need to bring to light is that we have other issues that are more important than Franklin Sewer. We got an obligation to the lake. And I know a lot of county supervisors probably have a lot of constituents in their areas that would like to have these problems fixed. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Pat Shoggle?
Hi, I live on Ryan Road also. I would like to point out that the only people that have spoken in favor of this project as here and at the meetings that we've attended either are politicians or a developer. If you listen to the residents, and I would probably say that most of the Franklin residents, unless you're in that little corner there, don't even know this is going on. When you ask people what do they think about it, they're like, what sewer? We don't know what you're talking about. This has not been widely spread. The things that have been in the paper have been sugar-coated. Everyone in Franklin is in favor of lower taxes. Well, sure they are. But do they realize that once you develop things, you're going to need more policemen, more firemen, more everything, more service people? As far as the master plan, just like this project, we as citizens were never asked our opinion. We were told, this is what the master plan is. You could say, well, I don't want my land zoned commercial, which is what our land will be zoned. We bought this land not to have it commercial. It just seems like no one's listening to us. No one's taking into account what we who live there want. It's our tax dollars, Franklin's tax dollars. Nobody knows about it. This needs to go up for referendum or some sort of educational seminar or something, because most people have no idea what this is going to do. Thank you.
Thank you. Tom Greel.
I farm, or I live in Racine County, and I come into Milwaukee County and farm some of these parcels. My grandfather farmed in Franklin all of his life, and he was an alderman, and very proud of the way Franklin grew when he was on the city council of Franklin. He actually helped take Franklin from a township to a city. The farming practices that I use, we no-till our soils, or we no-till our crops is how we plant it. We till the soil very lightly, and we try to hold our erosion of the soils to a minimum. When we have these heavy rains, as you know, the flooding that occurs by the practices I use, we cut down erosion, we keep residue on the soil, trying to hold the soil. Now, I don't know if you people are aware of what happened this weekend in Chicago. Chicago had 12 inches of rain on Friday and Saturday nights. I heard on the radio that was the worst storm event in Chicago's history since the 1890s. The month of July in Chicago is recorded this year record rainfall. Now, I'll guarantee you, if that storm tracked 70 miles north, there would be no politicians in Milwaukee at the Gulf Aldi, because a storm like that would be enormous. The weather patterns that we have recently, I think your objective should be, how are we going to handle the flooding? Now, in the country's history, we've had flooding, but I'll guarantee you, we've never had flooding on the Mississippi, the Ohio, the Missouri, and the Red River in the same year, and that's exactly what we've had this year. The weather patterns that we have, people talk down global warming and climate change. I'm telling you, folks, I'm no expert. But the day's going to come when the flooding is going to be a much bigger issue than economic development. Thank you.
Thank you. Hazel Ryan.
Am I the last one to speak on
this? I believe so. I have two other cards, but Mr. Joe Everly and John Bennett, did they want to speak before?
They were on the other side.
Yes. Did you guys want to speak, though?
Yeah.
All right, well, then I'll give them a chance after you.
Okay. The only reason I ask that is I can tell when the mayor is mad at me. Usually he refers to me as Alderman Ryan, but when he gets mad at me, he calls me Basil Ryan, so... And I believe that people should have an opportunity like you to speak from their heart. Sometimes people speak with emotions because they don't have the support of statistics, staff recommending things and that. And that's what I want to focus on. We heard emotions from people that have lived in the area. But you know what these people have asked, but they can't communicate directly to you. They've asked for numbers. We see no numbers on this project. We see no anticipated numbers of what it's going to generate. We heard somebody dangle a carrot before you, telling you about a TIF district where you're going to start to get money back from it. But if you have a plan in place and you want to make the general public and have them confident in that plan of what you want to do, you educate them. What you're hearing from these people today, there wasn't that. There was meetings. There was stuff that was said, but it contradicts. They've asked questions. I can tell you on the master plan 2025, there's no agricultural land anywhere for the city of Franklin. But yet, at several other meetings, I pointed out to them, contained in that same plan, it says, save agricultural land. Surveys, two independent surveys, take it, that says the people of Franklin want agricultural land saved. But yet in the 2025 plan, there is none. It's gone. That's what these people have a hard time trying to communicate when the facts are there. Now, let's just go back to focusing on this plan. And it may be a good plan. I'm not even educated enough to understand, but yet I ask the simple questions. Give me numbers. Give me stats. They tell you the Tickner Report and the Franklin First. I can tell you I was very instrumental in those two plans. In fact, the Tickner plan clearly says that that area is not a good area to develop in a TIF. But yet, you tell the people in the audience, don't worry, we're not going to develop that as a TIF. We're just going to put that sewer there. You don't have. We're not going to hook up to it. We have no plans of doing anything. But then they come before you, and they tell you that they have plans to develop that. They have plans to generate revenue. They have plans to help other forms of government, whether it's the county, MATC. But nobody's seen those. If they have those plans, then put them on the table. What are you trying to hide? Why get people upset and worried about saving their future? Their investment in this world is a simple piece of land. I've asked that repeatedly. I haven't. I'll ask any one of you here. Have you ever seen these plans or statistics or generating of revenue or how much it's going to cost? It's interesting the mayor brought up a subdivision called Briarwood.
I don't like to pat myself on the back, but that subdivision, I came up with a solution. It's a subdivision off 92nd and Ryan Road. I believe that's the one. We had a developer come into the city that said, hey, if we run sewer from 60th and Ryan where it is, we run it up to here, we solve all the problems, and I get to develop my piece of land along the way. It was going to cost the city millions of dollars. That developer couldn't tell me what it was going to generate the city by having him develop and having the taxpayers pay for it. Simple solution. We pumped it over to the next. We put in a pumping station. We pumped it over to the next subdivision. Gravity took it. We solved the problem. There's no solving of problems here because people don't know what we're trying to accomplish here. Are we trying to accomplish tax revenue for the city? Well, let me point out, no one's told you this. The city does not have a complete sewer system. It's developed in this area, this area, this area. They're not tied in, as one may think. And that's because the city's always had a plan. If you wanted sewer, you came before the Common Council. The Common Council did a survey of the area. The survey, if there was a majority, the city put in sewer. If there wasn't a majority, the city didn't put in sewer. So the city has plans to deal with this. In this particular area, the people are asking the same thing and saying, why aren't we treated differently? Nobody came in and asked us if we wanted sewer, but yet you're telling us, well, we're putting it in, but you don't have to worry about it. That isn't how the city has done business in the past. And I know I'm running out of time quickly.
Right, yeah, okay. Thank you.
If I can just add one
sure.
comment. We were told in the very beginning that this wouldn't cost the taxpayers anything. Then shortly we were told that it was going to cost the taxpayers of Franklin $1.2 million. Most recently we were told it was going to cost the taxpayers $2.2 million, to the point where we were going to have to start laying people off in the city of Franklin, because we've committed to a plan that they can't turn back on. I hope they don't drag you down into the same plan that they have, because I haven't seen the plan. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Joseph Everly.
Okay.
Thank you. John Bennett, Jack Bennett.
Thank you. I'll be brief. I've been the city engineer of Franklin for the last 42 years. When I came to Franklin, the city had no sewers. And we had a couple private developments that had sewage treatment plants, but the city itself had no sewers. So under my term of office, we now serve 97% of the population of the city of Franklin. Prior to that, everything was on septic systems. Almost everything that's been developed has been developed on public sewers. We now have 160 miles of sanitary sewer. It's a big system. I'm an employee, so I don't take a stance for or against, but just to let you know that every one of our projects where we've had hearings, where there's always been a number of people for the projects and a number of people against the projects. In many cases, it's not so much of having sewers, but paying for sewers, whether it be taxes or whatever. Some people want to, some people don't. People are in different financial situations. But just to let you know that it's always been a situation where public hearings, we've had some really tough hearings. We've had council meetings where sometimes five or six basically mini hearings would be held for sanitary sewer. So it is a very contentious issue, although over the years sewers have been needed, and I don't know of an area that was sewered that after it was sewered the people weren't really happy. Septic systems don't work well generally in Franklin because we have a heavy clay soil. It doesn't percolate well. If they're spread out like what they are now in the southwest part of the city, except for a couple areas, they don't bother many people. But if we start seeing development on septic systems, I'm going to be retiring someday in the future. I won't have to face it, but I just kind of cringe when I think somebody else is going to have to go through all those nasty hearings that I went through because we had more areas in the city developed. 97% of our city has converted and runs on public sewers. Thank you.
Thank you. Any speakers left? Yes, sir.
Did I call your name, or do I have a card for you, sir?
No, I wasn't aware of it.
Okay, well then, after you speak, you will fill out a card, sure. Please. Okay, introduce yourself.
My name is
Tom. Make sure you get a card. Thank you.
My name is Thomas Bang.
Okay.
I was a resident of Franklin, Wyoming, since birth. I grew up on South 60th Street, straight across from the industrial park that's there now. It was shortly after I graduated that the field that is now the industrial park became the industrial park. And I have watched those buildings get built and empty out, and there are a lot of vacant buildings in there. I would invite any of you to drive through there and take a look for yourself. And the pieces of land from where they want to hook up on 60th and go past where I live now on Ryan Road, it's a travesty to destroy any of that. It's not needed. You can read the paper. There's problems with our sewer system in Milwaukee that needs to be addressed before anything else gets done. It's a waste of money. It's destruction of land. And as one other person has stated, nobody here is in favor of this other than these politicians. And there's a lot of us, some of my neighbors, we feel that somewhere, there's some snakes in the grass here. What developers are behind this? This is just a travesty. This shouldn't even be discussed. It shouldn't even be happening. We do not need this now. This country's in economic turmoil. People are, losing income and whatever the situations might be. Until the economic situation would improve to where you could prove that you needed these developments or there was a demand for these developments, why this is being pushed so fast and furious right now, we can't get an answer on it. There's been nothing to prove that they need this. That's my point. I think that should all be addressed before any of this goes forward.
Okay, thank you, sir. And fill out that card that we have, please. Okay. All right. Anybody else?
Let's jump on the
back. Oh, okay. And you have a card?
You will.
No, I don't. I just came in.
Okay. And you can make out a card after you're done to introduce yourself.
Thank you.
In 2 minutes. We've been a little liberal with that.
I've heard a lot of this testimony that all the facts have not been made out apparent to a lot of people.
Can you introduce yourself and where you live?
My name is John O'Malley.
Okay, John.
I've lived in Franklin over 60 years. I've done development there. I've built and brought in Tuckaway Country Club, sold them Country Club, built the first shopping center in Franklin on 76 and Rawson Avenue, and probably did over 300 lots in the city of Franklin. What I heard, and I've been at these meetings before, that a lot of this information has not been heard. But what I did bring with me today is the master plan for the city of Franklin as far as their sewer program is concerned. In here, it dates back to almost 44 years ago that we were making plans and showing exactly where the Metropolitan Sewer would be, which we're talking about today. That sewer was done 44 years ago. A lot of people, and had we had that sewer earlier, some of the folks that talked here a moment ago, and Mr. Ryan saying, too, that they had to make some kind of makeshift arrangement to have the sewer pumped to some other subdivision, would not have happened had we had this sewer. We also have, this here is the stormwater management program. And that there, so a lot of input has been made on this. I think what I'm saying right now is that a lot of talk, a lot of things have been made, but it seems like now it's coming to surface that we're making a final decision on this. I hope that the supervisors and the whole board here understand that in order to have good, constructive design and layout of an area, you have to know where you're going. It was also brought up that nobody has seen a plan for any development. Well, one of the first things that a developer has to have is to know that they do have the services available to them. I do own a piece of property in Franklin that would take care, would be taken care of by the sewer right on the southeast corner of Highway 100 or Ryan Road and 76th Street. So I do have a special motivation of being here. I do have things that I just want to give to you that you can have, that you can keep, to see how far back this has been talked about. And if I may, I'd like to just give it to you,
sure.
And I think
okay.
I'm done.
We can help you today. You have 30 seconds, okay? Can you summarize again, please?
I hope that all the folks here and everybody else in the county understand that in order to have good development, and a way of having good development is understanding what you have to work with. So I hope that this is approved, and I hope that, matter of fact, the city of Franklin makes room for much of the sewer that's being brought down from West Dallas, Greenfield, Greendale, Hales Corners, and all of these areas, their sewage runs through the city of Franklin. And we have, as far as the storm sewer is concerned, we have a storm sewer program there with all the land that we have, the Root River system, that all the way goes up to Greenfield Park, is all taken care of in many of these studies that were done over 40 years ago. So I want to thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, public testimony, we've gotten everybody one to speak, correct? And one last chance. All right. I'm giving this to you. So we have on. We will have, I know whoever wants to come up for the city attorney, maybe knows the here, knows the presumed supervisor, Wyshon. I presume we're going to have some questions. You might as well come up because I'm sure you're going to have some comments. And if one or more, if you want to bring anybody else up, supervisor, that's just fine also. Okay, so we will go to committee questions. Who'd like to go first? Would you like to go first, Supervisor? Supervisor Borkowski will go first.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
John, why don't you come up, Supervisor Wyshon, city attorney, come on up to them. Shake hands, go to your neutral corners. Okay. Very good. Well done. Okay. Supervisor, thank you.
Let me first start out by thanking everyone that not only took the time and effort to be here, but there was some outstanding dialogue here, and I think that that's very, very important. I am troubled that we are here today. And I have been sitting not only during this testimony, but over the weekend or whatever, saying, how does something like this come to the county board? I've been on this board for 19 years, and never has an issue like this where a city, in this case Franklin, an entity, in this case MMSD, mm-hmm. has already approved something, and yet we're coming to the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors to somehow trump all of this. I find it rather amazing. Okay, and I don't, it's unprecedented as far as I'm concerned, and so I didn't realize that we were so important, and I don't believe it. I am concerned, I'm very concerned, and I'm glad that the city attorney is in front of us about this, in essence, rock-solid contract that you speak of. Okay, just after my eloquy about how much, in essence, power this county board has, how we vote, I mean, does that matter, Mr. Wesolowski? I mean, can the county board actually stop this? I mean, we're in unfamiliar territory here. What is the legalese on this?
Well, I'm not an assistant corp counsel or corp counsel. I think I... somebody from Corp Counsel's office here, and maybe you ask Corp Counsel. I am unaware of any county jurisdiction with regard to the extension of sewers, which are under the jurisdiction of Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District, as well as the local municipality. And then, of course, the Department of Natural Resources and the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission.
So are you saying, I don't want to paraphrase you, that what we say and what we vote on doesn't matter?
I said earlier there was a binding contract. There is a binding contract. And it was adopted and entered into strictly pursuant to law that city applies to those contracts.
So that's the City of Franklin with MMSD?
That's correct.
Okay, and what would the penalties be if the city said, you know what, we had a referendum, and the referendum showed that the majority of the Franklin residents did not want this, and so now we as a common council and a mayor decide to get out. What kind of penalties are we talking about?
There's a binding contract, and the ultimate number on the contract is $41 million to be financed by a Clean Water Fund program loan. And I dare say that anybody in favor of pursuing that contract one way or another would be entitled to those damages. I would view it from the flip-flop if for some reason the sewerage district said, we want to walk away from this contract. I think it's actionable for specific performance that the contract be completed, and that's the dollar amount in question. And one further thing, with regard to the Clean Water Fund loan program, those loans are awarded based on competition. I understand that more than 100 applicants were in competition with the City of Franklin and MMSD at the time of this particular loan application. A commitment for the loan was granted by the Department of Natural Resources and the Department of Administration last month. But I understood there were more than 100 applicants for those funds, and they're unavailable if this project were not to go through, and those funds will be competed for statewide, not necessarily the Milwaukee metropolitan area or in Milwaukee County. Wouldn't be available automatically.
Well, and I guess that's a nice segue to my next question, which would be, and I recognize where some of our speakers were coming from as far as, you know, and the debate is whether or not it's in the best interest of Franklin, but the greater Milwaukee County as a whole could benefit from this $41 million because of the substantial flooding that many, many parts of this community have had. And so my point is that what assurances that the $41 that's going toward, in essence, this Franklin project would be dispersed throughout Milwaukee County and, in essence, appease what people are saying as far as helping other areas? Supervisor Weishon is actually our representative on this.
I'm sure, in fact, that is correct. Supervisor, could you answer that, please?
Well, as you know, SewerPAC is the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. We don't actually deal with sewers. We do planning. And that's where I want some, and I'm also on the executive committee, and I'm on just about almost every committee that SewerPAC has, going from housing to, you know, administration and everything else. And so we should first get that clear when, you know, both the city attorney and the mayor came up here and said that SewerPAC somehow approved this plan. We did not. What was asked of SewerPAC was to extend the sanitary sewer boundaries. And we do not say yes or no. What we do is review the plan to say there's three criteria. One, is it consistent with the 7-county master plan, the 2035 plan, we call it? The answer to that was yes. Is the sanitation facility, does it have the capacity to do the project? The answer to that was yes by testimony from MMSD. The third part was, is there a population in the area that warrants the construction of this sewer? And that's where on the commission, myself and another representative from Washington County voted no on, because we did not believe that there was that level of criteria was satisfied. There were other commissioners that decided that it did. That's all Sewer PAC did, was say, yes, you've met our review standards. We did not say, yes, this is a good project. We did not say no to this project. It's as simple as that. The three standards were met according to the majority of Sewer PAC. Now, to your point about the, whether or not the $41 million would be spent in Milwaukee County, what I gave you is a handout right here. This is the 2012 Clean Water Fund allocate priority list. And you'll see on there on page two is the Franklin City project for $30 million, 30.7. You also see underneath there, I put a stars by a couple other ones. There's a total of 25 other projects within Milwaukee County that are lower on this priority list that MMSD is on and that are in the district here. And it's not, you know, trivial stuff. It is effluent disinfection system that's for the city of South Milwaukee. We have the overflow relief on 27th and Millard Avenue. We have the sewer rehabilitation and PCB removal. You know, we have an overflow pump station here. We have improvements to Underwood Creek, the Forest Main over there. You go through on and on that there are other projects that I would put at a higher priority than this intercept. And to think that MMSD could spend that money repaying the bonds and the Clean Water Fund on these projects rather than repaying the Ryan Creek intercept project. So yes, our money that will be collected, property tax payer dollars, will be spent on Milwaukee County projects. You have a list right here in front of you. To think that somehow this is free money from the state, it's not. It's property taxes. It's just a bonding mechanism, so they get a few percentage points lower. It's not free money. So we will be, instead of repaying, say, $100 million, we'll be repaying $70 million. Or if you still want to do $100 million, you can spend that other $30 on projects within Milwaukee County. Now, I think the testimony from the engineer of the city of Franklin was pretty good when he brought up the issue of paying for it. That's what this is really about. And you say, why is Milwaukee County involved? Because we make up a huge chunk of MMSD. It's going to be the citizens of Greenfield and Milwaukee, Wauwatosa, you know, Shorewood, Whitefish Bay, Glendale, all of us, all, even as you see on the map that I handed out, this one that shows the Ryan Creek. Only about a third, two-thirds of Franklin is in MMSD. Those citizens will pay. That's who's going to pay for this project, along with the new area in the green here of Franklin. They're going to pay for this project. But the vast majority, 90% of the people in MMSD are going to be paying for this. This isn't a city of Franklin project per se. And in fact, that was some of my problems with this project. I think it's very deceptive that you have citizens, all of us in constituents in our district, that think, who cares about a sewer in Franklin? I'm not going to pay for it, right? The big answer is wrong. Your citizens, your constituents, are going to pay for this project. Because what they do is they throw it all into the pot, and they're, you know, just like I pay for a sewer repair that MMSD does in Shorewood, just like people in Shorewood pay for stuff in West Dallas. We're all one taxing authority. You're expanding that taxing authority. And I might say, not just Franklin, this is Muskego. I want you to go back to your constituents and tell them, guess what? Instead of fixing your basement, you went and fixed a flooding or a sewer issue in Muskego. See how far that gets you in the next election. Because that's the truth of what's going on here. And I've shown you, and if you look at the packet I gave you with the map, the next page on to that is an article, and what I think is officials said that the results of a low-interest $31 million loan through the Clean Water Fund and eventual payment assumption by MMSD, theoretically making the system paid for by sources other than the city tax. Guess what? You guys are the other. You're the ones who are going to be paying for this system. And I'll tell you, when I look at my priority list, as I said earlier, I got people with flooded basements. I got people with their property getting, falling into the KK River. And you know what? I'm not going to say that that this they should take a back seat because some real estate developer, whether it's an office park, industrial park, or strip mall, gets a priority over them. And it's just not right. And just one last point here, Supervisor Borkowski, to answer your question about what of our influence here. Well, the response to this question. I guess it's about the same as the letter that you sent in favor of the project to Sewer PAC that was read before the committee. It was the same letter that was also given to our Parks Committee here saying that you supported the sewer intercept. The fact is, yes, we have no jurisdictional authority to say yes or no to a project. But I would hope that when the Milwaukee County Board and all the people that we represent, that when MMSD would get that notice, they would say, oh, maybe we ought to reevaluate this project. And I would think that when the DNR, when they go to do that funding application, they would look at it and say, whoa, the county board doesn't support this. Because that's why I'm moving forward with this, because when I went to Sewer PAC, that, they defer quite a bit to the locals. And they say, John, it would have helped if you would have had something from the Milwaukee County Board saying that you didn't support this, rather than just my own personal vote on Sewer PAC. So I think that that's your point, that we have as much influence in this process as we want by stepping up there and being vocal about this and bringing it forward to the public. And I think that's the point's been made over and over today. The list that I sent out wasn't a targeted list. That green, that shaded area, the new area of Franklin that would be included, that was our list that I went to our staff, Kitty Shikuski, and said, hey, I need a mailing list of everybody who lives in this area. And as it was pointed out before, there's only 441 people who live there. And so a mailing went out of 304 people who actually live in the area that's going to be affected. So I didn't feel the need to send it to somebody who lives outside the affected area. So 304 notices went out, and now you have actual citizens here telling you how they feel about this project, rather than other people with other political motives.
First of all, just with regard to a fact, Sewer PAC did approve the plan for the Ryan Creek Interceptor Sewer a year ago May. I could give you the exact date.
Excuse me, yeah, MMSD and Sewer PAC confused. Once again, Sewer PAC is the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. If you want, I do have another handout with that here that actually has the agreement from MMSD with the City of Franklin. And you'll see it. Yes, you are. It's May. It's there, in fact. It's just the one with the map on.
Sewer PAC didn't, for clarification.
That's wrong.
The contract with MMSD, okay. Sewer PAC is, and Supervisor Washington is a representative of Milwaukee Conference, as he's going to explain. But they did not take a stand pro or con. You said they said the plans were feasible, and that was your summary.
Is that correct?
That is. Any other comment then, please?
I think the supervisor is referring to the sanitary sewer service area plan.
That is correct.
And that would be May 2011. I'm referring to the month of May 2010 when the plan, which is titled Addendum D to the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District 2020 Facility Plan, I believe alternate number 2, set forth the Ryan Creek Interceptor Sewer Project that was approved by the City of Franklin on or around December 2009, approved by the Sewerage District on or around January 2010, approved by the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission in May 2010, and approved by the Department of Natural Resources in August 2010. And let me just say that I do not get into policy. I am apolitical. I consider myself disenfranchised as a government worker. But I heard earlier some reason that this happened this year was because of the change in administration in Madison. Those approvals occurred during the prior administration in the year 2010. Number two, I'm have zero expertise with regard to clean water fund program loans, don't claim any. The city has a consultant that's paid to do that. But I heard earlier that there are projects of lower priority. And unfortunately, I grew up in Milwaukee. I'm a trusting soul. And I'm trusting that the people are probably good-intentioned and studious who administer clean water fund loan programs to make sure that grant applications, especially of such substantial amounts as are involved here, would make sure when they're ranking projects that a project qualifies. And so these other projects would be of a lesser qualification in terms of the goals of the Clean Water Fund program loans. And again, I do not get into policy, but some will tell you that as a matter of fact, I don't know that this is policy. I think we're all in this together, whether it's the United States of America, the state of Wisconsin, Milwaukee County, or individual municipalities. Milwaukee County or Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District is a number of municipalities. You've got 19 in Milwaukee County. We're all in this together. We heard about the 404 people who reside on properties that would be served by the Ryan Creek Interceptor Sewer. There are 35,000 other people living in the city of Franklin on properties that, number one, are served by sanitary sewer, number two, do not involve the deep tunnels or the overflow through Jones Island because they go to the treatment occurs at the South Shore plant, number three, paid for the deep tunnels as part of the system-wide we're all in this together, and number four, paid for all of the other interceptors. And I'm not a sewer lawyer or a sewer technician, but I understand this is maybe the last, if not one of the last, sewer mains that goes in from the day one plan of the Milwaukee Metropolitan Area Sewerage District. City of Franklin residents have been paying for all these other situations. City of Franklin residents that are within the sewerage district as part of their taxes will be responsible for the I&I costs that everybody's talking about. Franklin has next to zero, as I understand it, connections of floor drains or downspouts that go into the sanitary sewer system. Franklin does not have a combined sewer system that supposedly causes all these overflows. 35-some-odd-thousand people live on property in Franklin. That pays for that. We're all in this together. And finally, and again, this might be policy, but I know it as recited facts over time. Franklin's been first or second or maybe third once fastest growing community of its size in the state of Wisconsin in the last 20 years. Nearly every year, City of Franklin has the lowest or one of the two or three lowest, as I understand it, city tax rates in all of Milwaukee County. Maybe that's one of those answers as to whether or not development serves to maintain some reason to the tax base.
Thank you, Supervisor Bruin. Supervisor Borkowski is done. Thank you, Supervisor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You have the floor.
Thank you. I just want to let people know that I do consider this an important issue, but I have to walk out at 5 up. There was normally this meeting starts at 9, and I made an appointment I can't change. Well, yeah, I don't have a choice. It's a medical appointment for my teenager that was made months before the time of this meeting. So hopefully we'll get to this vote before I leave. I have a question for Mayor Franklin, for the mayor of Franklin, excuse me, Tom Taylor. To your knowledge, has the Common Council of Franklin ever adopted legislation in opposition to an agreement between Milwaukee County and MMSD for a project that Milwaukee County wanted to do? Has your city ever interjected?
No, in fact, I would guess that.
Taking insurance.
I would guess that we probably worked very closely with Milwaukee County. We have over the years, as you might know, with like the Training Academy and Sheriff's Training Academy and other things. So I'd be very surprised. I haven't been around for 50 years there, but I was an alderman
but 99, and been there now. I'll be on my third term as the mayor. Historically, Milwaukee County and the city of Franklin have worked pretty closely together.
Do you happen to know when the decision was made by MMSD to expand their boundary area to include this later third of Franklin? Was this part of it, was the expansion part of this agreement, or was that done earlier than this?
Well, MMSD has is yet to vote. I believe there's a public hearing that will be scheduled by MMSD. The sewer PAC allowed the expansion of the sewer service system.
Okay. Supervisor, do you happen to know whether that was in connection because of this project, or was it done before this project?
No, it was at the request of the city of Franklin that sewer PAC then amended the sanitary sewer district.
And then I have another question.
It just sets the boundaries. It just says that, once again, that we reviewed it and it met the three standards, and it's not a motion to approve or disapprove. It says that it met the criteria and could go forward.
Supervisor, reason I asked the city attorney to come up is because the city attorney was the chief negotiator with MMSD. And the issue regarding the sewer service and all those things is incorporated into a document about this thick. So I'm going to ask the city attorney if he would maybe comment on your question.
With regard to inclusion in the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District, what the agreement between the city and the district says is that the district intends to undertake the process for the inclusion of balance of the city of Franklin in its district. It also includes citations to the state statutes, which speak in terms of the district would be doing this as a district process, not a city process, and that the statutory standard is that on a biennial basis, the district may review its district boundaries and include any properties that it finds are likely to receive sanitary sewer service within the next 10 years. And that's a district process.
Okay. And then, kind of just changing track real quick, this the contract is between the city of Franklin and MMSD, correct?
Yes.
And it's been described as a binding contract, and I just want to get a little brief clarification on that. I mean, Milwaukee County enters into contracts all the time, and we almost always have out clauses of some ability in them. An ability, if funding doesn't materialize, if circumstances change. Now, some of our out clauses are really limited in scope and very strict, but we rarely enter into a contract where there's no out clauses at all. So in saying that it's a binding contract, are you saying that there's no out clauses, or that the out clauses wouldn't allow the city of Franklin to back out of this agreement because they've changed their position on whether they want the project done at all? Or is there some other reason?
Well, with what you're calling an out clause, the contract was subject to the obtaining of a Clean Water Fund program loan, and a commitment for the loan's already been issued.
So that's the main out clause, is if the major loan. So it's not on your doubt, it really isn't Franklin's option. It's more if the state doesn't provide the loan, then the contract is voided.
There's no walkaway option. Okay. Well, it's been a long time since I've been in law school, but if you have a walkaway option in the contract, it's called an illusory contract.
Well, we're in a lot of, Milwaukee County enters in a lot of contracts, and we tend to have out clauses to the extent that we think it's in our best interest. But I'm just trying to clarify what a binding contract is for you folks. I came in this meeting unclear what my position is, and I just want to briefly state a couple concerns I have on both sides. First of all, I agree with Supervisor Borkowski. I've been here 19 and a half years. I've never once seen Milwaukee County interject itself into an issue like this where Milwaukee County isn't a party to the agreement. And I'm concerned that if we do that, there appears that it might have some political impact with MMSD. It may be very minor. I'm actually more concerned that the train is so far down the track that it won't have any impact at all on the actual project. but actually might have an adverse impact for Milwaukee County's relationship with MMSD. Never mind Franklin and the other, you know, but with MMSD, and we have projects with MMSD all the time, and I'd hate to set up a situation where in the future other communities, whether it be Franklin or other cities, feel that it's perfectly appropriate for them to oppose agreements that Milwaukee County and MMSD has put together. I mean, I think you get, once you open that door, you know, the animal's out of the barn, and you never know what you're going to end up with. And there's been a lot of projects that MMSD and the county has worked on for my constituents that, quite frankly, I wouldn't appreciate if Franklin or Glendale or somebody that's not in my district took a position on. So I come, part of my natural instinct is to say, what the heck are we doing here for something that isn't directly related to us? I'm also concerned that that there's other issues behind the scenes here, too, that we're not even discussing, and I won't go into all those. But on the other side, I do totally understand the concern. I believe that my constituents last summer on my two blocks of my street, thanks to some great waterproofing at my expense to my house, I was the only house that wasn't flooded on a rain. And so I know MMSD is overburdened, and I'm part of the taxpayers that help pay for that system, and I am very concerned that there is an expanding of the boundaries here with this project that probably wouldn't have come about if it wasn't for this project, and now my taxpayers are going to have to help pay for something. So that I also heard the individual say about the obligation to the lake, and I think that's very important. So, you know, bottom line, I think this is a very difficult decision for this community, and I'm just at this point, it's, you really have to convince me that there's some overriding reason why Milwaukee County needs to interject itself. And what I'm hearing is the reason might be the tax issue with MMSD and the expansion of the boundaries. If there's any other overriding issue, I'd ask Supervisor Weishon to briefly state it again. And then I'm done, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Well, I just think it's clear, one, that we weigh in on many issues. And in fact, we weighed in on whether or not the water agreement with Waukesha and the City of Milwaukee, that whether or not they should dump the return water into the Underwood Creek and the Root River. We said we oppose that. The fact is that this will have a huge impact on all of Milwaukee County, whether it's in your wallet or in a quality of life issue. And so we have an obligation. And in fact, what you've heard from people who come here today is we're the only ones who even took time to kind of listen to them, at least to some extent. That you've heard people come up here and say, hey, we weren't really notified about this, and we were told one thing and something else happened. And once again, it keeps on being repeated that Sewer PAC somehow approved something. We didn't. We reviewed things. We're an advisory panel. We don't enforce things. But if you're going to have that kind of level of disingenuousness, then, you know, what else are these kind of twisting to their way?
Supervisor, if I can.
We only have a few minutes before Supervisor.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, there are some accusations that have been thrown out here that I'd like to address. One is that I didn't say that Sewer PAC, that the vote was against or related to this project. I said that Mr. Weishon had made arguments. Also, I said about targeted mailings. In his own testimony, he said that there are 304 mailings. There's 35,000 people in Franklin.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yep. Supervisor Broderick, you have your chance. Yes, sir.
In view of the time limitations that are placed on my
yes,
colleague,
yes.
What I have heard, these things develop slowly, and we've heard this has been developing over a very long period of time. The planning has taken place over a very long period of time. And I've heard from many of the residents that they were given assurances by the city that they feel have been violated in some way. And it seems to me that the appropriate, I would simply, I've heard from the residents that, I've heard that there are vacant buildings that are served by sewer systems that are waiting for occupancy by anyone who wants to further develop this. But the basic question for me is one of, given this long train of events that has led to this rather critical juncture. Is the mayor of Franklin willing to have the people of his community give this a final endorsement by way of referendum before he proceeds further? It seems to me that that answers the question. If there's a referendum and the people of the city of Franklin endorse this idea, there's no question in my mind how it ought to proceed. But I'd like to see the assurance that the people of Franklin are in agreement with this long process that has happened incrementally with all sorts of opportunities for public hearing, but we all know how that works. It comes down to the final decision about to be made that are going to have very, very clear impacts on people's lives, many of those people not having been part of this system because they weren't born when this system started, and now they're about to be impacted by it. So what I would like to see, and I'm sure that it would pass by an overwhelming margin, given that it's good for the people of Franklin, that all the benefits are self-evident, and that the public officials therefore shouldn't be in any concerned at all about placing this before the people on a referendum. And my question is the city government willing to do that and to ultimately hear from those at this point in time? And if so, I'm all for this. I would, before I relinquish the floor, move approval of Supervisor Weisshahn's matter so that we can have a vote on it before the quorum disappears before us.
Okay. Any response?
Only that, as you may know, I work for a number of county executives, and last time I checked, the executive branch of government doesn't set policy for the city. County board would set the policy, and the city of Franklin would be the alderman and the common council. Raising the issue back to the common council, I'd have no problem with that.
So I take it the mayor is willing to put this on the ballot and have a referendum.
As I just said, Supervisor Broderick, that the legislative body of the city is the common council. It's also the common council that approved all of these things, and we do have a binding, well, we call it the binding contract between us and MMSD.
Well, then I would look forward to the result of the Common Council's actions on behalf of the citizens of Franklin, and I would like very much to hear their voice expressed on this matter to give final approval to a plan that self-evidently serves everyone's interest in Franklin, except, of course, for the few dissenters who are here today. I'd be interested in what the entire body politic has to say in their judgment.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that the mailing went out to such a small sliver of the population of Franklin.
The referendum is an opportunity to correct that and give everyone in Franklin the opportunity to pass judgment
right
on this, and I would think you would welcome that.
But I understand, Supervisor, and I certainly hope if I come forward with a referendum question on other topics that affect all of Milwaukee County, you would support that.
Okay. Last point, okay.
Just as a practical matter, because this will be the first thing I say with regard to the city of Franklin, this is a signed contract. I'm not sure how much the district has expended in costs to this point. City staff is here. I'm not the city treasurer or the engineer, but I understand the city of Franklin is already somewhere in the neighborhood of $1.7 million indebted to this. This already followed a public process over a year ago, and when the supervisor sends out 304 letters saying to come to this meeting, I don't see 304 people here. So this is a very difficult practical matter to after-the-fact referendum, not to mention all the time limits within the contract.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
I'm stopping it right here. I think we made our points, unless you just feel so strongly about
this. Well, I would simply say if the city of Franklin has proceeded without the consent of the people and entered into an agreement that the people are against, that would be for the people of Franklin ultimately to decide.
Okay.
So I find that argument to be spurious.
Mr. Chairman, I'd only say that Alderman Wilhelm, when she came up here, she said that she had been voting against the proposal. If not the only alderman that has not voted. The votes were either 6-0 or 5-1 on this project. And as you know, the aldermen represent the 35,000 people of the city.
Okay. The point is the resolution states that is asking Milwaukee County to oppose this plan. Okay?
So we're it's a advisory referendum. We'd have to look at, can we break a contract? So it is what it is. And people have had a chance to speak here. I think this has been very good. I've appreciated that myself, but this is what the vote is. We have to make that decision. Okay? And certainly we can do this more. We have Supervisor Broom still here?
Yep.
We have a motion to approve. Any other comments? Supervisor Borkowski?
One last ditch, and that is I'm going to make the motion to lay over the call of the chair. MMSD is not here. They have not come forward. I haven't seen or heard from them. This buys some time that if the city wants to do a referendum, that they can.
All right, well, the motion to lay over the chair does take priority. Any comments on that? All right, we'll vote on that. Madam Clerk.
On the motion to lay over the call of the chair, Supervisor Borkowski?
Aye.
DeBruin?
Aye.
Broderick?
No.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Motion approved, 3-1.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, everyone.
did we have a